I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. We are in the dead of winter, and that means a little extra attention to those horses out there. Veterinarian Dr. John Doniger.
Making sure they have a good source of good quality hay. Second and third cutting probably up in your area. And that is the best cutting if it's been cured right. They metabolize hay to create energy. And when they eat hay, they are creating energy to keep them warm throughout the whole entire day. One of the biggest misconceptions is that when it's cold, you just pour the grain to them. And what happens is that horse feed is broken down and metabolized by the horse within 1 to 1.5 hours. So then they go for a long period of time when they're not breaking down energy actively to keep them warm.
What about housing for them?
Every horse needs to have the ability to get out of the wind. They need a windbreak, whether it's a run-in shed that has a southern exposure. Shoot, you can actually take some of the large bales, just something to break the wind. Horses then will do well. And this is true. I practiced up in Saskatoon, which is quite a, a couple hundred miles further north of where y'all are. And they did fine, as long as they have a windbreak and a source of clear water.
What about condition? How do you keep an eye on the condition on the horse? That's a pretty thick hair coat on those things.
It's a rarity for horses to starve to death or get too thin in the wintertime. As long as you're providing a good source of hay and having a nice source of hay that is out of the wind, that is out of getting any kind of moisture, the dew doesn't get on it or anything like that. And then, of course, you feed them with grain twice a day. And you should always feed the horses twice a day, if for no other reason, to pull them up out of the field so you look at them twice a day.
Any particular additional care that should be taken with pregnant mares?
Not really. Basically, the mares that I've always had an easy time having them full are the mares that actually, at this part in their pregnancy, are actually on the thin side. You don't want them too fat. Just keeping them trim. Don't feed them like you're feeding two. Just feed them like you're feeding one. And it's amazing, the thinner mares usually have an easier time having foals. The foals might actually be maybe a couple pounds less in weight, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let them gain weight after they're outside the mare. And also what's interesting is, in getting those mares bred back, they always are easier to get in foal if they're gaining weight. So if you have a mare coming in the foaling that's overweight, they have the foal, they're going to lose weight. And so then it's hard to get them pregnant. So it's actually to have mares a little bit on the thin side, have them foal, and then after that let them gain weight while you're trying to get them pregnant.
Andy says it's important to make sure they get consistent exercise, even though that means plowing some snow out of the way and making a track, and then chase them around that track for a while. Dr. John Doniger. I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.